Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you and I both are farm kids, and we have known since our early days that the freshest food in the world comes straight off the farm and straight to the plate. And that is something that you are helping to promote among South Carolina citizenry that maybe does not have a direct link to the farm. Let's talk about some of those efforts.
You're right. The goal of some of our promotion programs is shorten that link, if you will, between where food is grown and where it's consumed, especially in South Carolina. Got a pretty good network to do that, along with the grocery aisles and the restaurants around the state that we partner with. But we've had a roadside market program for what looks like 45 years now, begun in 1972. So we'll work hard to make sure those markets are well publicized. The public knows where they are. We work with them. So community-based farmers markets, a lot of those around the state, as you know, state farmers markets that we manage in West Columbia and Florence and Greenville. So a great network to connect farmers with consumers across the state.
And, you know, farmers markets aren't your only choice. You can also sign up for community-supported agriculture. There's just a lot of ways to get that fresh food right into your own home.
Well, you're exactly right. The CSAs are relatively new concept. We have a little over 20 of them operating in the state. I am finding from visiting with farmers that some of their shareholders, whatnot, seems to be volatile. Folks will join, invest in a membership for the year, and then maybe a few of them fall by the wayside. Unfortunately, we've become such a convenient-based society, and especially in food, that some of those fresh vegetables require a little more work than some are used to. So again, that volatility is something that the farmers are telling me they've noticed over the last few years.
While on the surface that is disappointing, that's not a complete loss, because then those people have a little bit more appreciation of where their food comes from.
Well, that's exactly right. And the farmers tell me they hope to always replace those with new customers. So it is a marketing challenge to operate a CSA successfully. It takes a lot of work visiting with farmers who do and have been successful. I certainly know that to be the case. But a lot of these things have to do with logistics of product delivery. And I was just visiting last week with some farmers about that. How can we do a better job to help farmers and consumers make it as efficient as possible? So we're going to be studying that over the next few months. What new delivery methods can we do to get those farm products in front of as many South Carolinians as possible?
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.